So, yeah, it's Friday and it's January. it's January the 8th, and this has been an interesting week, and I'm not going to cover a lot of issues about everything this week, but I am going to return to the whole Bundy standoff or the whole militia standoff at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And like Malheur, I don't know, is Malheur French? Because it is. It's probably because some Frenchman discovered this place or something. I don't know. Maybe it's named after some left-wing person who set something on fire. But it's the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And anyway, so they're out there and they're camped out at the headquarters, and it looks to me like they're basically just waiting. And you still have the people calling for, some type of violent attack so that they get violently removed. You have a lot of ire out there, especially on the left. The left wingers would just assume have Obama fire a hellfire at that place and wipe it off the face of the earth. But what I've noticed so far, and it's going to seem a little bit strange, is that nobody's setting anything on fire there, apparently. No one is tipping shit over. No one is apparently breaking into local auto parts stores and stealing all the shit, or basically going around randomly beating people up or throwing Molotov cocktails in willy-nilly directions. In fact, basically what I see on the part of these protesters, whether you agree with them or not, is a fair amount of discipline, and that should be compared to, Ferguson or Baltimore or any of these George Soros, we can't afford to send the army to basically to JRTC any longer. We can't afford to send them the Fort Polk, so we're gonna put Fort Polk on it, Ferguson, and give them the real Fort Polk. I mean, I gotta be honest with you, Baltimore and Fort Ferguson look like military exercises to me. They look too well fucking planned. But that being said, yeah. And when I say well planned, I don't mean that the military looked good as a result. I mean, quite literally, these look like simulations where the military was expected to come in and basically test tactics and technology. These didn't look like organic events. But that being said, there wasn't any discipline. People went around blowing shit up. I was listening to the fucking sheriff's department feed from Ferguson. It was like every other message between cops was about some fucking auto parts store being broken into. I don't know what that has to do with protesting, but that particular issue, but that's what was going on. And I don't see, Amon Bundy or all of these 150 or so people going around busting shit up. I see discipline. I see people who are basically trying to defend their own principles, and they're taking a stand. That just does not imply they're going to succeed. That's a whole separate issue. I don't really think they have a chance in hell in any tactical sense. And best case scenario, it's remembered in the category of such great military victories as Alamo. And again, people, if you tell a Texan that, I mean, you might get your ass kicked, but Alamo was not really a great strategic or tactical victory. It may have had great propaganda value. In hindsight, who knows? Maybe it did rally the Texicans or whatever to rise up against Santa Anna. Who the fuck knows? But Alamo wasn't really a great military victory or a great decision tactically. And this is the same thing about this Malheur headquarters. Obama could vaporize these people in 50 different ways, and they wouldn't know it. They wouldn't even know what hit them. And yeah, maybe a lot of these veterans are pretty good at ground tactical warfare, but are they all like special forces? Because I gotta be honest with you, if they're not all special forces and they're not taking those types of, taking those types of precautions in terms of their own operational security, then yeah, I don't know. I kind of think that special forces would take them out pretty fast too. I don't, that doesn't mean I want that to happen. It just seems to me a logical outcome. Even the best soldier from combat gets out of practice. Even the tightest soldier who, his or her skills are the most honed when they were in the service. They're out of the service for a few years, you become a little less honed. Take it from me. Okay, I was never in combat, but I was in the military, and I gotta tell you, it just takes a couple years, and all of a sudden, you're not really that much of a tactician in terms of how you handle your situation because you're out of practice. Anyways, I wish them the best, and I hope there's no violence, and that's what we should pray for, no violence. I also think they seem on like honest people, and they seem like, if they're honest people, then they're showing a lot of moral courage. It's rare that you see this much moral courage. If they're really willing to stand up until the end, I don't think I've seen this much moral courage on display in the United States of America in a long time, probably in my entire life. There's a level of moral courage in the stand that I've not seen in our political framework in my entire lifetime. So no, they're not tipping shit over. They're not setting shit on fire. Apparently, they're not going around and shiving each other willy-nilly. Apparently, they have, they're not going to go and hit the local O'Brien's auto parts store. And maybe that's a good reason for everybody to take pause, even the frickin' people on the left who just want to see these people vaporize. Maybe you can just step back and take pause, because I don't think there's actually an emergency here.